Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Orion pees in the shower.
Yes, I do. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Orion, there's a toilet right there. There's a toilet right there next to the shower.
Well, I can understand the argument, but, you know, if you really got to pee and you're in the shower, there's no harm done. You're peeing on the... You're pissing on the fucking drain.
Yeah, but I mean, you piss in the toilet and it doesn't... I mean, the toilet's full of water when you piss in the toilet. You know, you still have to clean the toilet.
I fully understand the purpose of a toilet.
So you're...
I'm not an idiot, but...
You're standing around in your own pee?
For the record, I only piss...
Directly into the drain, is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
You pee directly into the drain.
Yeah, it's not like I pee all over the fucking walls and the shower curtain.
Well, I'm sure there's some splash. I mean, and you know, there's water down there anyway, so it's still going to swirl around. And
well, it's all dirty water going down the drain anyway, and what's piss? It's salt water.
It's not, this isn't the first time he said that. Piss is not salt water. It just plain
basically
isn't. If it was salt water, it wouldn't be yellow, for one thing.
Well, that's true. Okay.
And it wouldn't smell funny.
It
would smell like the ocean.
But yeah, I do piss in the shower, and a lot of people debate this shit if it comes up.
Well, see, I'd never even heard of anybody peeing in the shower until you told me you do it.
And really?
It had never even crossed my mind. Like, why would you pee in the shower? There's a toilet right there. I just go before I get in the shower. I understand, you know, the running water and stuff, and you're in the bathroom. Like, if I wander into the bathroom for any reason, just to wash my hands or something, and if I'm in there with the door closed, just being in there, you know, the suggestion, I'll have to pee. And, you know, if there's running water, I'll have to pee even worse. So I understand that. I just go before I get in the shower. I've actually hopped out of the shower to go to the bathroom before.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you get in the shower.
It's a fucking drain. You pee on the drain. You know, you're fine.
Well, you get in the shower.
Filthy fucking water.
You get in the shower to get clean.
Yeah. But all the dirt and sweat and, you know, whatever you didn't wipe, you know, ends up going down to that drain.
Well, like, what if I told you I took a dump in the shower? And, you know, I made sure, like, I kind of smashed it up and made sure to rinse it all down the drain. God. Would you be cool with that? Like,
that wouldn't be cool.
Why? It's all the same. It's all filthy filth, and it all goes down the drain. What's the difference?
Well, I guess it depends. I guess it comes down to, you know, whether or not you clean your tub frequently enough.
How frequently do you need to clean the tub for it to be okay for me to take a dump in the shower?
As soon as possible. But if you piss in the shower... You clean it once a day, whatever. Because if you shower...
Do you clean the shower once a day?
I don't.
I don't either.
Women do that shit.
Does the shower get cleaned once a day?
Yes, it does.
By the way, when you first told me you pee in the shower, you and I were living alone together.
Yes, we
like
were.
Just the two of us. So there were no women around cleaning our shower.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's true.
Yeah.
So it just kind of sat there. Well, throughout the day, say you don't clean your shower. Yeah. Well, like I was saying, say you didn't pee in the shower and you...
Which I don't.
And you showered anyway and you didn't clean it daily. You still have filth and scum and dirt like lingering around, you know, possibly, depending on how well, I guess, your tub drains. But
no, I do get it. I mean, you know, it's really not that big a deal. I was just surprised to hear about it. Like, I couldn't imagine why anybody would ever do that. And it never occurred to me. I've since looked it up on the internet, and actually, it turns out a lot of people do this. And it seems like most of the people who do it never thought anything of it either. They're like, well, I thought everybody did that.
Yeah,
and the people who don't do it are like, what? Are you fucking insane?
Just kind of came natural to me.
I don't pee in the shower.
Well, for the record, like say someone's in the bathroom and I really can't hold it, I'll pee in the fucking kitchen sink and shit. Which I can see people attacking, but I wash it up, you know, afterwards.
You scrub out the sink?
I don't scrub it, but, you know, I rinse.
Right. I haven't peed in the kitchen sink. I did one time pee in the shower, and this was after you told me you did it.
Did you feel guilty?
A little bit. Plus, it just, like, I don't know, like, why? It was weird, you know, like, there's water splashing all over the place, and it's like standing in the toilet and flushing it once and then trying to pee.
I don't see it that way. It's no problem. I just figure, you know, filthy water goes down the drain. How's that different from my piss? Simple as that.
Would you pee in a public shower, like at a gym or something?
That I would do if no one was around.
So you would. You would, even though you're basically just peeing on the floor, you would pee in a public shower.
Yeah, I would. I pee on the drain. Yeah, public showers are probably more filthy than any other shower.
Unless the drain is just a hole and there's no like drain guard, you're not just peeing in the drain.
That's true. That little metal piece, you know, that strains the hair.
Yeah, you're not just peeing in the drain.
Yeah, I'm filthying up that little piece of metal, but nobody like goes down and licks that or, you know.
No, and I do understand that it's mostly like a socialization thing that makes me say, why the fuck do you pee in the shower? Because it is the same. You're in there getting clean and you're gonna, you know, there's filth going down the drain anyway. And if you think about it, I mean, you've probably encountered much worse during the day when you weren't peeing in the shower than you did when you peed in the shower.
That's true.
And at least in there, you can clean yourself.
Yeah.
And at least there's like soap going down the drain too to kind of help wash it down. But like if you're handling money at all during the day, like, you've probably ingested somebody else's semen and not even realized it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, when I'm at work, my hands get filthy. I start to sweat sometimes. I wipe my head and I got, like, black shit all over my face. And then I go take a lunch and I'm eating with my hands, whatever. I probably got all kinds of shit all over me.
But I guarantee, even if you're somebody who has OCD and has to wash their hands every 5 minutes anyway, at some point you've touched something that had something gross on it and then somehow transfer that to something that you put in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But as long as I don't get sick, I'm fine. I don't really think about that kind of shit, which is probably the reason I never questioned. Well, maybe I did when I was a kid, when I first did it.
Well, it makes me wonder.
Because it was my
like,
parents' house.
Did somebody tell you it was okay to pee in the shower? Or did you come
Obviously
up with it all
not.
On your own?
I came up with it on my own.
See, that's what's so weird to me. Because it's not that big a deal, but there's a toilet for peeing in, and there's a shower that's not for peeing in. And if, like, you were a little kid and your parents were still, like, bathing you and stuff and you took a leak while you're taking a bath, they'd be like, you know, they might not be
it's
mad
cute.
At you because you're a little kid, but
yeah.
They'd be like, ah, gross, you know. Like,
yeah.
They wouldn't encourage it. So I can think of no reason why you would have ever come to the conclusion that peeing in the shower was a good idea.
That's true. Yeah. Well,
that's the weirdest part to me. Like, how did you get the idea in the first place?
I think I just, yeah, I felt guilty at first, I think. It was way back, but peeing in, you know, it was everything in the house was my parents' shit.
Right.
And peeing in their tub, you know, I probably felt like maybe I'll get in trouble for this. Because, well, like you said, if you're a kid and say they're bathing you and you start peeing in the shower, the chances are they're probably going to scold you for it. But I wasn't thinking of that at the time. So I just kind of, I'm like, well, they're not here and it's, you know, dirty water going down the drain. So it's okay.
It's even weirder to me when girls say that they do it because I don't know any girls that say that they do it regularly.
I think it's okay for them, but it's more disgusting because they're just spraying all over their legs.
I don't know if it's more, well, see, that's the thing. Like, if you ask them, they'll say that, oh, like, you just have to squat. Well, okay, but see, for a dude to do it, you could just be standing there. If you're in the shower anyway, you probably don't even have to, like, aim the thing. You could just kind of stand there.
Yeah, stand there. I get other shit done while I'm peeing.
But if
like
you're
I'm
a girl and you have to squat over the drain to do it, like, that just seems more complicated. And it seems like if I had to squat over the drain, like if I was trying to take a dump down the drain and I had to squat over the drain, it seems like it'd be more complicated, uncomfortable. There's, like, the bathtub faucet is right there.
Yeah.
Like, you'd back up into it and hurt your back. Like, it seems like it'd be easier to fall down if you were trying to squat in the shower. Like, I've never fallen in the shower, but
there's potential to get injured. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like a good idea. And if you're not squatting to do it, then, yeah, you're just, like, pissing down your legs. And I guess it's not that big a deal because you're getting clean anyway. You're probably going to scrub yourself down. But I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me.
Yeah, there's been times when I haven't hit the drain, but it's, you know, I've caught that stream of water, you know, flowing from the back of the tub up to the front. And I figure, oh, it's just washing away.
I've read that some people, it's like when I was reading about people who do or do not pee in the shower, I read a couple of people said that they pee in the shower, like they take showers together with their boyfriend or girlfriend,
fuck.
And they'll both pee in the shower. Like they'll take turns, like... This one couple said that they can't face each other when they do it, but they'll still do it.
That's a little fucked up.
So like one will do it and then the other one will turn around, the other one will do it.
I mean, yeah, that's fucked up to me. I pee in the shower, but I'm not like, I love urine. It can touch me all over and I'm okay with it. like,
well, if you're peeing down the drain, then it's, you know, not going to touch you all over.
Yeah, but
they're not peeing on each other. Like, one of them turns around, goes to the back of the shower, the other one pees down the drain, then they switch places.
Well, I guess I don't like urine, basically. Well, so
I don't either.
I don't like seeing people pee. I'm not enjoying myself pissing.
You and Ollie will use the bathroom together.
I hate that shit.
Well, I have noticed it's usually her walking in on you. But
yeah, I'll walk in on her if I really have to piss.
I have never let a girl in the bathroom with me.
But I'm never comfortable with it. I don't like watching people piss because, I don't know. Eh. It's gross. You know, peeing's nasty. I pee in the shower because, you know, it's going down the dirty, nasty drain. It's nasty. But those fucking couples being in the shower together, I could not do that. I couldn't do it.
Have you ever had those dreams where you'll be asleep and in your dream, you're going to the bathroom, like you just wander into a bathroom, ooh, and you're standing at a urinal or whatever.
Oh, no.
And you're going, and it's normal, but you're not feeling any relief. Like, feels normal, except that it feels like you're going to go for like 2 days because it's just not getting any better.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then all of a sudden, it does start to feel better, and you're like, oh, finally.
Oh,
and
no.
And then all of a sudden, it starts to feel weird again, but in a different way. And you're like, maybe you start to feel a little wet.
My ass is getting warm.
And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, fuck!
Has that happened to you, Kyle?
This has only happened to me probably maybe a total of 5 times in my adult life.
Adult life?
Well, who would care if it was in my childhood?
Well, you're a kid. It's innocent.
Well, there's a big difference between pissing the bed and what I'm talking about, because when this has happened to me,
all right,
it's been like I wake up and I squirted a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I've never had to change the sheets. I usually will change my pants, but I wouldn't have even had to do that. I'd really just have to change my boxers or whatever, because it's just like a little, and then I wake myself up. But like, it is embarrassing.
Okay. So that's what it's been the whole time.
So you've never done that. You've never had that happen.
I've had the dream of peeing, but I never ended up peeing. I've had dreams where kind of similar, where I had a spitting contest and I woke up and there was spit and loogies all over the wall.
Well, that's even weirder.
That is weird. I wasn't really doing anything.
Like, it wasn't akin to sleepwalking. Like, it's not like I dreamt that I was going to the bathroom and then I woke up standing at the toilet. Like, I was just laying there.
Yeah.
And I sort of relaxed, but like, you were actually spitting all over the place in your sleep.
What was your peeing dream like? Can you remember it?
Well, I said, it's happened about 5 times in my adult life, so they've been different. But it'll be like I'm at work and I have to go to the bathroom, so I wander into the bathroom at work and I'll stand there and I'm going.
Okay.
And it's not working. I'm going. I'm like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden it starts to work and I wake up and I'm like, fuck!
Oh, man.
And luckily, it's only ever happened when I've been sleeping at my place by myself.
Thank God. Can you imagine?
It probably wouldn't be that big a deal because I could probably just pretend it didn't happen because, like I said, it was barely anything.
Just in your pants.
But it, just a little bit, too, like a little, like maybe a spot the size of a silver dollar.
Oh, that's not so bad.
But, right. But it's still embarrassing, yeah, to say you've like wet yourself as an adult.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've never pissed my pants while I'm awake. So
even as a kid?
Maybe as a kid. I don't know. But for the record, you know, it's not like.
And for the record, you never peed the bed.
Well, when I was a kid, I'm sure I did a few times, but I've never like woken up and had a big fucking puddle and had to change the sheets and think about buying a new mattress, you know? I've never had that problem.
Okay. All
right. But I wonder if I'm alone here, like if this is really strange or if other people have this happen too.
Yeah. In my peeing dream, I was having yet another contest.
You're having a pissing contest?
It was always a fucking contest. I think I even had like a shitting contest. Thank God I didn't shit my pants.
You're very competitive.
I ended up winning all the contests, but it was very competitive. And I had like other friends in the dream and we're like, it was so serious. It was such a big deal. And I'd wake up and be like, oh God, no. I'd feel around myself and I'd be like, oh, thank God. And this is in like, I don't know, not my adult life, but since I was a teenager.
To be fair to me, you have kind of peed in your sleep.
Oh, yeah.
There was the time, I think we talked about it before when we talked about
drunk stories.
Yeah, where you got really drunk and passed out.
Woke up mid-piss.
You sort of like sleepwalked over to the corner and started pissing on the floor, which happened to have all these work clothes on it.
That was a nightmare. Because, yeah, before that, I've never, like I said, I've had those dreams where I was peeing and I never did pee and I was shitting, but I didn't shit. And then I wasn't even dreaming. I just woke up and I was peeing. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I didn't react like it was a nightmare. Like, oh, God. I just kind of went with it because I was wasted.
I've heard of people getting so drunk that they like piss and shit themselves while they're passed out.
Yeah.
They just wake up in a pile of their own filth. Oh, God. I cannot imagine ever being that drunk. Because even if I was drunk, I think if I had that kind of pee dream that I was talking about, I think I'd wake up, you know? Yeah. Like, I cannot imagine just loading my pants with dump and not waking up.
Unless you really had to shit. And we had that friend, and I won't bring his name up, but
right.
he if you gauge yourself from 1 to 10 on being drunk, this guy was like a 15. He was completely unconscious.
Yeah.
He was blacked out. And he was so drunk, he was incomprehensible. He didn't remember his fucking address. We tried to call him a cab and he ended up going home. And well, after being this drunk and trying to talk with people and he couldn't, you know, possibly make sense.
Right.
He ended up grabbing someone else's drink. It was a full like glass of just pure Jack.
Ugh.
And downed it. So he had to, I don't know how he survived.
Yeah. If we're thinking about the same guy, he's pretty small too. So
small
like,
guy.
You wouldn't think he could hold very much.
So he ended up getting home and he probably after all those drinks had to pee and fuck, I don't know, maybe ate beforehand. He really had to shit. He just ended up losing all control of bodily functions and just ripped it all out. That sucks.
I haven't shat myself since I was a little kid, with the exception of a couple of times, probably even less than the times that I've had those pee dreams. But, you know, this happens to everybody at some point, and it's embarrassing, oh, yeah. And most people probably wouldn't like to admit it. But, you know, you think you got a fart.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you everybody let loose a little shit. Bit, and then, oh, that was not a fart.
Yeah, it's like a big one. You're like, oh, here it goes, and then,
so
whoops.
I think that's happened to everybody at some point. But with,
or most
with the,
people.
With the exception of that, I've never shat myself as an adult.
But as a kid.
Either consciously or otherwise, you know.
Yeah, that's good. But as a child, well, did you ever shit your pants?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I don't remember specifics most of the time. Like, I can only even remember two occasions where it happened. One was in kindergarten. But I don't remember specifics. I just know that I was in class.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that big a deal. Like, I can think of worse things that happened to other kids. Like, this one time in first or second grade, this girl named Susan.
Yeah.
We had instead of having desks, we had these circular tables, and like we'd all sit at these circular tables.
Okay.
And she was sitting there. I think she was at the same table as me, but maybe she was at the one next to me. I can't really remember. It was a long fucking time ago. But she just started peeing. And they had those like those hard chairs, so there was, you know, it's not like there was a cushion that could absorb it or anything.
Yeah.
So it was just flowing down
you could
onto the floor.
Hear it.
There was a huge puddle underneath her, and you could hear it like going, like trickling, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that poor girl.
So that's way worse than what I did. I'm pretty sure I just had to go tell the teacher, like, I had an accident, you know? And then I think maybe my mom brought me some extra pants or something.
Yeah.
There was another time, the only other time I can remember, and I remember this better, my dad's cousin ran a daycare out of her house.
Yeah.
And this was before I even started school. And this woman was the devil. This woman was a horrible, horrible, horrible babysitter, and yet for some reason she ran a daycare. I don't think she even liked kids. But anyway, I was at her place, and she made us all lay down for a nap. And I woke up, and I had crapped my pants. It was a very, very, very small amount. It
just
wasn't
a
like
little bit.
There was no log in my pants. It was like all I. Right. It was kind of like the pee dreams. I don't remember if that's how it happened, but it was like that. You know, where like there's a silver dollar worth, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, but I had to tell her, because what else am I going to do? Just wandering around with crap in my pants all day? So I told her, and I didn't have any extra pants, but some other kid did. So she gave me his pants.
Yeah.
And she made me wash my shorts out by putting them in the toilet and flushing the toilet and soaking them in and out of the toilet.
No shit.
Then, after she gave me the other kid's pants, she took me back to the room where everybody was napping and told everybody that I crapped my pants and told that kid that I had to wear his pants because I had crapped my pants.
What a
bitch!
And
she put me back down for the nap and said, you better not crap in his pants, too.
What a fucking
bitch.
What
a cunt. I was like...
It was a... Like a silver dollar size dump. Like, she didn't even have to really clean up it, you know, after you.
And if the woman had any tact at all, she wouldn't have told anybody. She might have told the other kid's parents when they showed up to pick him up. you know, to explain why he didn't have his extra pair of pants. And she might have told my parents, but you didn't have to tell all the other kids. What are you trying to do to me?
It's not her place to tell everybody. God, she has no soul.
She's a horrible woman.
Has she no idea that, you know, the kids would be making fun of you for that shit? Did they end up making fun of you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Of course.
And this same woman.
Fucking bitch.
She had a big backyard with like a sandbox and some, like a swing set and stuff. And me and some other kids were out there playing. And, I was sitting next to the sandbox. She had a dog or several dogs, maybe. I can't remember. And I accidentally sat in some dog crap because she never cleaned the shit out of her yard.
Okay.
Which you would think she would do since she has
thousands
of kids over every day.
Yeah.
But she never did. So I sat in this dog crap on accident. And I got like a little spot, like a stain on my pants. And I didn't even notice it first.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it felt to me like I sat down in the dirt. Okay. Some other kids saw it. They all went, ew, you sat in dog duty. And they all ran for the house and they had a sliding glass door. So the kids all ran inside. I was the only one left out there. They closed the door and locked it and wouldn't let me inside.
Oh, my God.
So I'm standing there like, what do I do? Like, I'm banging on the door. Cause
that's horrible.
I got dog crap on me. I got to get cleaned up. Or I can go back out and play and act like I don't care that I have dog crap on me. So I'm standing there kind of like banging on the door. And eventually that stupid bitch woman comes over and lets me in. And instead of the kids getting in trouble for making fun of me and locking me out of the house.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for accidentally sitting in dog crap.
Oh, my God.
Her dog's crap, which was right next to the fucking sandbox.
Jesus.
And I was, this whole time, this was before I was in school, and I started kindergarten at 4, so I was like 3 during all of this.
What a bitch. You'd think she'd be more responsible. Like, it seems like all these daycare people out there are just the worst of the worst. They have no compassion.
I don't
no
know if
respect.
They get into it because they think it's easy, because they obviously don't like kids. Or maybe she just didn't like me. Maybe she was like I was a little redheaded kid. I don't know why exactly, but maybe like some people really don't like little redheaded kids.
Yeah.
Like specifically, I don't know why, but
I'd like to think that was the reason.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. But I was also family. This was my dad's cousin. You'd think she'd be a little nicer.
Yeah, man.
Because the other kids there weren't family. But anyway, there was another time when she yelled lunchtime and I hadn't been there for that long. So I didn't know the routine. I went into the kitchen. Yeah. And there were all these plates on the table with sandwiches, and other kids were getting up to the table, and they were eating. And
all right.
So I got up to the table, and I took a bite out of a sandwich, and I took like a couple of bites, and she came over, and she took the sandwich away from me and said, God damn it, Kyle. Now I have to make another sandwich for little Timmy or whatever, because apparently she was making lunch for the older kids
who had
to go to school.
What a
bitch. This was their lunch before they went to school. Because it was like the kindergartners who had, you know, how kindergarten here at least used to be. I don't know if it still is, but it'd be like a half day.
Yeah.
So some kids would go in the afternoon, some would go in the morning.
Yeah.
So I guess these were the kids that would go in the afternoon.
Okay.
So she was fixing them lunch before they left. Man. She didn't say lunchtime for the big kids, and I'm like 3 fucking years old. Like, give me a break. Just, you know, even if she's right. Yeah. Now I got to make another sandwich for this kid. For one thing, it's her fault. For another thing, I already took 2 bites out of the sandwich. Just give me the fucking sandwich.
Yeah. Fuck,
you say,
man.
Oh, sorry, Kyle, this wasn't actually for you, but since you started it, you can have it. Here, Timmy, I'll make you another one. You
know, Jesus.
What the fuck ever?
Did you ever know this person, like, outside of the daycare?
I have never seen her again.
She must have had some serious fucking issues as
since
a kid.
I stopped going there. And unfortunately, because I was a pretty smart little kid, but because I was a little kid, I couldn't really articulate all of this to my parents.
Obviously, yeah.
So they didn't really know about it until years later.
Really?
I told my mom all about it. I said that was an evil fucking woman.
Yeah.
She was basically just like, well, sorry. I don't really know what to tell you. You know, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, here's a handgun and here's her address. So let's go take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do at that point?
And then she was probably taking you there out of desperation, you know?
Well, yeah, my parents both worked. I mean, my parents have never been, you know, like, they do okay for themselves, but they're not wealthy by any means.
Yeah.
They're just barely comfortable. And so, you know, they both worked at the time, so they had to put me somewhere.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Well, speaking of fucking ridiculous, do you remember that time that we went to Crippled Andy's 21st birthday party tubing?
Yeah, we went out. Yeah, when we went out tubing on the river.
Yeah, not like tubing behind a boat, but yeah, tubing down the river with some beers.
Yeah, you would just get a bunch of inner tubes and sit in them. And we had an inner tube for the beer and stuff. And we all just kind of lashed our inner tubes together with twine and floated down a river.
Yeah. Well, we have this friend we call Cripple Andy. It was his 21st birthday, and he's crippled because he had a stroke.
Yeah, he had a stroke when he was a kid, and now he can't really control his legs. he can, but not like a normal person, so he walks with a cane. But he walks with a cane.
Yeah, so he wants to go to this river to go tubing, and we're like, oh, that's cool. You know, he's our friend. We want to hang with him. It's his 21st. All right. Get some beers. That's the tradition with tubing, you know, down a river. But we go to this fucking thing, and we're floating down the river. We're drinking beers, and, you know, the whole point is to get just drunk.
Right.
But because Cripple Andy can barely walk as it is sober, we get to the end of this river, and we're just all wasted.
Well, you're jumping ahead a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Because halfway down the river, there was this place where you could stop and get off, and there's like a big hill.
Yeah.
And you can get off, and like there's all these people standing around. It's kind of like a big party.
Asshole Beach, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we called it Asshole Beach. And there's all these assholes just getting drunk
and
hanging out. And there was this one girl out in the water who kept showing her tits to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And so Cripple Andy was drunk, and he started asking every girl he saw to show him her tits.
Because it was his birthday.
Yeah. Show me your tits, sweetheart. Oh, he called everybody sweetie and sweetheart.
Yeah.
Show me your tits, sweetie. It's my birthday.
Hun.
And nobody did. He got one person. He said, well, show me your tits. And she was like, no. And he was like, it's my birthday. And she was like, no. I'll give you a kiss, though. So she gave him like a kiss on the cheek or something. And that was the most he got.
That's all he got, yeah.
But so
Jesus.
He's shit-faced when we got halfway down the river. And we kept drinking after that.
Of course, yeah. We had a shitload of beers.
Then we get to the end of the river, and there's like a little... It's kind of like a dock. It's really just a staircase.
Yeah, the river obviously doesn't dead end.
Yeah, it's not actually the end of the river. It's the end of the course, I guess, because, you know, you rent these tubes. It's like you rent these tubes from this place, and you're supposed to get off at this kind of park.
Where you see, like, buses and shit.
So we get to the end, and we're supposed to kind of steer our tubes over to the staircase and get out. And then
that's the end, yeah.
A van will pick you up and take you back to where you got the tubes, and you return the tubes, and that's the end of it.
That's it.
Well... Andy had been telling us the whole time that even though he can't use his legs properly, he's great at swimming. He's a fucking awesome swimmer. So when we get close to the end, he gets out of his tube. He drops out like through the bottom of his tube and starts swimming. And he's like, oh, don't worry about me, guys. I'm a great swimmer.
Yep.
So we all start steering towards the stairs, and he keeps going farther and farther downriver. And I just thought he was fucking around at first. And I'm like, okay, do what you want. Yeah. He kept getting farther and farther and farther down the river until he's way far away from us.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden he starts yelling, help!
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 Fucking dick.
Because of course he can't swim. He can't kick his legs.
He can't kick his legs, and he's
drunk. I don't care how strong your upper body is. Unless your hands are flippers, you cannot swim if you can't use your legs.
Yeah, we were focused more on getting all
inner tubes.
The inner tubes, they're all tied together, trying to get this massive tubes, you know, over onto the shore, get our asses out, you know, it's the end. And I wasn't even paying attention, and I hear, help! And fucking Andy's like 300 yards downstream.
Right.
With just his head and his arm waving over his head, like, help!
He keeps bobbing up and down out of the water.
He's obviously in trouble.
So I had to swim downriver, and... grab his ass and drag him back up.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't even deep. Like, I was walking along the bottom of the river when I was dragging him.
He's a heavy guy.
Yeah. But he can't,
he's not in the best shape.
It wasn't too bad when we were in the water because, you know, he's floating.
Yeah.
You know, even if he was a super fat ass, he'd be floating even better, you know, because fat is buoyant. But so I had to drag him back up and out of the water and got him up to the stairs. But then because he's a cripple, and B, wasted, he couldn't get up the stairs. So, I forget, did we get somebody to help us get him up the stairs, or did we get him up ourselves?
Oh, man, it was like a million stairs. It was steep, too. And I knew right away, like, this is not going to be good. And he's sort of crawling out of the water, you know?
Yeah, he's on the shore. He's not even really on the stairs, just kind of like laying there.
Yep.
And not even like, sitting up.
I got this, guys. I got this. And then... obviously didn't. So we're trying to help him. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to need help. but he can't use his legs at all. And he doesn't have the strength in his arms because he's fucking gone. He's wasted. So we're trying to drag his ass up, and people, you know, behind us riding this river, you know, tubing.
They're trying to get up the
stairs. They're trying to get out.
They're trying to get out, and we're in the way.
Most of them are walking by, and then this one guy was nice enough to, like, ask if we needed help, and
Yeah, because we've got, like, we tried a bunch of stuff. Like, we tried each getting one hand, like, one wrist and dragging him up the stairs.
Yep.
We tried getting under his arms and, like, trying to kind of pick him up.
And, yeah, pull
him. But he wasn't helping at all, because I think normally if he wasn't wasted, he can't really use his legs, but he kind of can, because, you know, he walks.
Yeah.
I think if he wasn't wasted, he could have propped himself up a little bit and sort of hobbled with us, but because he was wasted, he couldn't.
And he had strength in his arms, but
and he's
at this
heavy
time,
as
he's
fuck.
Hammered. Yeah, he's a bigger guy.
So we're trying to, like, we tried to walk him up the stairs, we tried to drag him up the stairs, we just couldn't get him up. So eventually some big dude was like, hey, you need help?
And big fucking guy.
He carries him up the stairs, and then we're like, oh, I'm pretty sure we can get it from here, because I figured once we were on even ground, we could get up under each arm and just kind of hobble over to where we needed to go.
Yep.
I figured wrong.
Yep.
Oh, and on top of this, I don't remember when exactly, but at some point, Andy thought it would be hilarious to throw his cane into the river.
Oh, that fucking...
So he didn't have his cane anymore either.
Oh, so it was just his limp-ass body and us trying to drag him around.
So we're sitting at this picnic table. He's like, oh, just give me a minute. And then eventually we tried to get him up, tried to hobble over, and he just fell every time. We'd get up under each arm, you know, we'd have him on each of our shoulders, two dudes holding him up, and we could hold him up, but we couldn't hold him up and drag him because he'd just slip off of us like a wet noodle.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying. It was like he was a dead body.
So we tried like dragging him across the ground. That didn't really work.
Yeah.
Eventually we had this cooler that was actually borrowed.
Yeah.
But we had this cooler that had a handle and it had two wheels on it, so you could drag it around like a suitcase.
So we'll get him on this and use the wheels on this thing to, like, drag him.
And that kind of worked. We got about halfway across the park towards the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then the handle broke.
Yep. God damn.
And so we tried a few more times to pick him up and, like, kind of shuffle him over. Even the two of us, I don't think, like, if, like, one of us took his arms and one of us took his legs, I don't think we could have picked him up and actually carried
him. He was way too heavy. Yeah. God.
And we ended up sitting there for fucking forever. Like, and it wasn't just the two of us either. There was another dude that was helping us too, and he was a relatively big dude, and he couldn't do shit either.
Yeah.
Eventually,
he got exhausted. We're all exhausted trying to get Andy across this fucking...
Oh, and this whole time, anytime an even remotely attractive girl walks by, he starts chatting her up, and he has no game,
no
skills.
Game, dude.
He is completely creepy when he tries hitting on a girl.
Hey, sweetie. Show me your tits. It's my 21st.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, you can't even walk. And
maybe if he was like a super hot dude, that might have maybe worked. Because a lot of people going down the river were drinking. So
maybe.
It just came off creepy coming from him. So eventually this giant dude and his friends come up out of the water and they see us struggling with this guy. And they're like, hey, you need help?
The guy almost, I think he had been watching for a little bit, like us struggle. And he's like, he was almost pissed off at Andy. Did he ask, like, what's wrong with the guy? What's up?
Yeah, a lot of people asked us
that. And Andy's like, I'm a cripple. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm crippled.
Yeah.
And at this point, we were just pissed. We're, like, frustrated. It's been, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, just trying to drag him across, like, 80 feet of ground to the parking lot.
You'd think he would have been able to see this coming when he came up with the idea in the first place. But
so I think this big, giant dude, this big bro, like, could see that in our faces. We're just fed up.
The frustration, yeah.
Yeah, so he was kind of mad at Andy. He comes up, and we get him up on his feet.
Right.
And this big dude just leans down, grabs him by his legs, and picks him up over his shoulders.
Yeah.
And walks him to the parking lot, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That blew my fucking mind.
Even once we got to the parking lot, it was hard to get him in the fucking vehicle.
Then we couldn't even get him in the car. Yeah.
And then we went to get pizza at this place, and we couldn't go in because there's no way he would have made it across the parking lot and into the door. So we had to go through the drive-thru even though we weren't driving.
Yep.
We had to do, like, walk up and then sit on the curb in the parking lot because that's as far as he could go.
And I had to fucking drag his ass from the car.
Just to get him to the curb.
10 feet to the curb so he could just be outside and eat with us.
I think even though he can walk, I think he should get a wheelchair just to build some fucking upper body strength.
I think so, too.
So just so he can drag himself around by his arms if he ever gets wasted or loses his cane.
He threw his cane in the river. What a dick. Yeah, it was almost like he was being a kind of a dick the whole time. I was pissed off.
Well, this is only slightly related, but I think it's funny, so I want to bring it up.
Yeah.
That same time, you reminded me by saying he threw his cane in the river. That same day, Ollie was there, and there were other people with us, and there was another girl with us.
Ollie was wasted.
And Ollie was drunk, and Ollie and this other girl had flip-flops with them, and they both had black ones,
yeah.
So they looked pretty much the same. Well, when we got to the end, and we were getting out, Ollie had lost one of hers, because she had them, like, tucked into one of the tubes, like the tube that had the beer.
Yeah.
And one of them was missing. So, Aldi, being the kind and gentle soul that she is, threw the one that she had remaining into the river and stole the other girl's flip-flops. And when the other girl came by and said, "Hey, have you seen my flip-flops?" Aldi said, "No, they must have got lost in the river."
Fucking bitch.
And then that girl said, "Are those my flip-flops?" And pointed at Aldi's feet, and Aldi said, "No, these are mine." And then Aldi had them, like, in the car for like, weeks and weeks, and that other girl saw them in the car and said, "Those are mine, aren't they?" And Aldi said, "Yeah," and still wouldn't give them back.
She told
it would have been so easy. They were right there. Both girls were standing right there. The car is right there with the flip-flops in them, right there. She could have just handed them over, but she still wouldn't give them back.
She told her what had happened. "Yeah, I threw mine in the river and took yours. Ha ha."
Aldi's a horrible, horrible person.
They're still friends.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
But that was horrible on Aldi's part. I forgot about that.
Before we actually started podcasting, we did this kind of an episode of a podcast, but it was really, really loose. And we did it over Skype, and it was me and Aldi and Orion.
Yeah, you brought that up before, yeah.
And we talked about this flip-flop thing, and I was telling Aldi that it's wrong to steal. And she kept saying, "I don't steal. I don't steal." And I said, "Well, we were just talking about you stealing." And there were other stories of her stealing, too, although I can't think of any right now. But
she steals glasses.
Oh, like from bars and things.
Bars and shit.
And she said, "I don't steal." And I said, "Yes, you do." And I gave her examples. And she said, "Well, I only steal every," and I said, "couple of days." And she said, "couple of years." I said, "Okay." And she said, "Well, actually, I think I've only stolen this year." So Aldi only steals every couple of years. So it's like she's planning ahead. Starting now, I only steal every couple of years.
Yeah, Aldi's that kind of person. Shit.
She's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
She actually wanted to be on the show tonight. We were planning on having her on the show.
Yeah.
But she ended up deciding she wasn't drunk enough. So she's not. But we do want to get her on again soon. So we'll try to do that.
Yeah.
We got an email from Austin Trees again, suggesting a few things we should talk about on the show. And we're not exactly doing that. Like, one of the things he suggested was sex stories. And we kind of have a few sex stories. But the reason I bring it up is because that's kind of what got the ball rolling on the kind of stuff we're talking about, like sex stories and just awkward stories in general.
Stories of regret. Yeah.
He also left us a long voicemail about Columbine. And we thought about playing it, but it's not really relevant to anything we're talking about today. But thanks for leaving it anyway, Austin. And somebody else needs to leave us a fucking voicemail, because it's only Austin. And I love
Damn
Austin.
Straight.
I love Austin for doing it, but we need somebody else to call in. We can't start every show off with Austin.
He even called in and, like, fucked it up and called back. You know, he's the only fucking guy calling in.
Yeah.
You call the number, you get, like, two rings and the voicemail. It's not like we're going to pick up and yell at you.
Speaking of that, I don't want to get too far off track, but before I forget, we were listening to the latest KJ Cisco, his latest podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he mentioned possibly having a guest on his show over the phone, and he was talking about maybe getting Skype. And
possibly.
Kevin, if you're listening, we thought it might be kind of cool, actually, if we did, like, an interview with you
for
our show. And if you wanted to do it over the phone or over Skype, we've got Skype. Either way, like, you could call into our voicemail number. We could set it up. I'll send you an email, see if you're interested.
The quality would definitely be better if you downloaded Skype.
Yeah, it'd probably be better over Skype, but we could do it over the phone, like, if you've got free long distance or whatever.
Yeah, if you prefer the phone, that's fine. But yeah, if you're listening, Kevin, we are totally interested in having you on, interviewing you and shit.
Yeah, I've got some questions for you.
Oh, as do I.
Anyway, let's see, more stories.
Yeah. Well, shit. Speaking of stories of regret, yikes. Me and Aldi and I, we used to have parties a lot. not so much anymore because they'd get out of fucking control, but for good reason. Back in the day, we'd have some parties and...
yeah, just have a bunch of people over.
Yeah, a bunch of people over. And for a joke...
I know where you're going.
Kyle and Aldi bought me a vibrator.
Yeah, was it for your birthday or something?
For my birthday, yeah, you dicks. Hilarious.
Like
yes.
You didn't want it.
And even though Aldi threatened to use it on me every night, we had this one party in particular, and we had a lot of people over, and a lot of drinks were, you know, provided, so everybody was drunk.
Right.
And at some point in the night, Aldi's like, I have an idea, let's play Spin the Vibrator.
Now, I was at this party, and you fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of, like, debauchery always started right after I left, because I was going
every
out with
time.
This,
yeah.
I was going out with this girl at the time, my ex-girlfriend, and for some reason, everybody kind of looked at us like mom and dad. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
I don't really know why, because I'm not that much of a prude, and I don't think she was either, but for some reason...
It wasn't you. It was her.
Well, it was after we left, every time. Like, after we left... We'd hear about this the next day, and man, after you guys left, like, there was fucking and sucking.
Orgies.
Oh, man, there you guys missed it.
But yeah.
So right after we left was when Spin the Vibrator started. Before that, it was just drinking and everybody just talking.
Casually mingling, yeah. So Aldi brings this up, and everybody's like, yeah, because we're all wasted. So she goes into the fucking bedroom, grabs my vibrator, and we all sit in a circle willingly and enthusiastically to play this Spin the Vibrator game. And it's kind of like Spin the Bottle, only we're spinning the vibrator, haha. But we'd spin the vibrator, and whoever it landed on or pointed to, you'd have to kiss. And it kept landing on, like, dude spinning the vibrator, and it'd land on a dude, and he'd be like, dude, I pass. This is gay. I'm not doing that shit. And then a girl would spin the vibrator, and it would land on a girl, because it was kind of half and half.
So right.
You know, and it just,
it's
girl,
bound to happen.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. The girls wouldn't make out with the girls. So as the host, I'm like, I got to get this party going. So to speak. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's my turn. My turn came around. I spin the vibrator. It landed on a dude. And I'm like, dude, come here. And everybody's like, what are you doing? He's like, dude, I ain't kissing you. And I'm like, I crawl over to him because I'm wasted. And I'm like, dude. This has to happen.
This has to happen.
Nobody's making out with anybody else.
Take one for the team,
take
man.
Take one for the team, basically. I don't know what I said. I was gone, but he... I don't know who it was. There was a bunch of guys, but he understood what I meant. So
you're
he's
right.
Like, all right, we'll pack. So I grabbed his face very gracefully and romantically.
Right, because you're a gentleman.
Yeah, and he didn't fight. He didn't fight me off. So I leaned in, and we didn't just kiss, dude. We were making out.
Right. How was it?
It was all right, but...
Better than Aldi?
No.
Well, you
don't
probably
say
didn't
that,
get punched,
dude.
So...
I won't live after this night if you bring that
Oh,
up.
She doesn't listen to things.
Yeah, so we make out. And after that, because we're all wasted, every guy and every girl kind of got it. They're like, all right, if they're doing it, fuck it. And I kind of like stood up and I'm like, see what I just did? Who gives a fuck? What happens here stays here.
Except that it didn't, because now you're broadcasting it.
Well, yeah, and it spread throughout work and throughout our friend circles the next day. But anyway, after that, yeah, it got more interesting. The party, you know, everybody started spinning. Guys were making out with guys. Girls were making out with girls and whatnot. And
didn't you guys end up doing like the 7 minutes in heaven thing where like two people would go into the bathroom alone together with the door shut?
It was like we were in high school again. Yeah. That was, everybody was gone. Yeah. After that, we did the 7 minutes in heaven kind of shit. People would go in the bathroom in like threes or fours. Like, it wasn't like all dudes at any point, though I would have been up for it. But the girls volunteered first, so I didn't have to.
How many dudes would you say you made out with that night?
Oh, man. Probably four.
How many dudes would you say you've made out with in your life?
In my life? Well, just the four.
Just the four?
Because yeah.
I know that's not the only night you've made out with dudes.
Oh, that's right.
But was...
No. Damn you.
Was it the same dudes, though, other times?
One of them, yeah.
He was like, it was so much fun the first time. Let's give it another go.
There was a couple of them. Yeah, we had another party at some club, and we all we were drunk, and people are dancing on the dance floor. People are at the bar. And
right.
We were just at our table, and we were like, hey, fuck it. Remember that spin the vibrator party? And we took like an empty beer bottle and started spinning it. And me and one of the guys ended up making out hardcore, but it was not gay.
Right. It was just for the game.
No, it wasn't for the game. It was more of a comedic approach. Like, mm-hmm. We were just going at it to be funny, and it really...
Hey, guys, isn't this hilarious?
Yeah, tongue and everything. It was hilarious. It was so funny. It grossed out all the guys, even the girls.
It was so funny, dude. Nobody was laughing. It was so funny.
Like, you are so sick. And we're like, what? What? And then we, like, hugged each other, wrapped our arms around each other, like bros.
Nice.
What's wrong with that?
I've never made out with a dude. If I was sufficiently drunk and we were playing a game like that or something, I'm not a total pussy. I probably would have done it, you know, because that's the game. You can't play a game like that or like truth or dare and not be willing to do the dares.
And
you know?
you have to take into account that you're wasted.
No,
absolutely.
Honestly, I'm not judging because like I just said, if you're going to play a game like that, you got to be willing to play the game.
Yeah.
You can't just pick and choose when you're willing to do it.
Yeah,
if you're going to say spin the bottle, spin the vibrator, whatever, and if it lands on somebody, you got to kiss them. Well, then you got to kiss them. Otherwise, why are you playing?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, guys could have pecked guys and girls could have pecked girls, but I convinced the whole group as the host that that was just lame and we should all just let loose.
Rules are you got to make out. Yeah, I have played truth or dare while drunk before, and I had to kiss a dude, but it was just we had to kiss on the lips because that was the dare.
Oh yeah,
but we weren't dared to make out. So we didn't make out.
Kind of went,
and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah,
well, that's.
I guess I'm lame. I don't know. I guess this is why I didn't get invited to the spin the vibrator party.
Well, you could have been there. You just ended up leaving. Don't take it.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
But yeah, the next day, man, that was the worst when most of us had to work because a lot of us worked together.
Oh, my God. Hey, remember last night when you finger banged my asshole?
Oh, man, I ran into the one guy, the first guy that I made out with, and we made out hardcore.
Right.
Well, not as hardcore as like the other time at the club, but.
Well, you don't want to half-ass it.
We locked eyes at work and we were like. Sup. We both knew how awkward it felt, and I guess that's one of my biggest regret stories, because I did kind of regret doing it all, but I was gone,
really,
so I can't say it.
I don't know. I mean, it just proves that when you set your mind to do something, you're gonna do it, you know, like that's like some, you could put that on your resume, you know.
It wasn't wrong, but I was so embarrassed for that next couple weeks, like running into those guys,
right?
Like whether at work or outside of work, it was just like, so what's up, how's it going? Like it never happened, but we both know it happened.
Well, if we're talking about regret, like embarrassment,
yeah,
I was at a friend's house once and we were all drinking, which, you know, a lot of these stories involve drinking,
of course.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We're all drinking and we're having a good time. And it, like, when I got there, the sun was up. I ended up spending the night, but when I got there, the sun was up and we're all drinking out on like the patio. And I got pretty shit faced and I started to feel a little icky, you know? Like,
oh, of course.
Started to feel a little sick. And I'm sitting in this patio chair with my head all the way back and my eyes closed because I didn't feel good. And they kept telling me, sit up, dude, sit up. I'm like, no, I just got to lay here for a minute. Sit up, you'll feel better.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm good, I just got to lay here for a minute. No, sit up, you'll feel better. Okay. I finally sat up and immediately puked all over myself, all down my shirt and on my pants, and it's just all over. And that's not where the story ends. That's just background. Because
I think I remember that story, yeah. But yeah.
Okay, anyways. So at that point, because I puked all over myself, I puked all over my clothes, I had to borrow clothes from a dude that lived there.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing these like sweatpants and this big t-shirt thing. And, you know, the party continued. I felt better after that because I'd puked all the bad stuff up and I waited a little while before I drank anymore. And I was fine for the rest of the night, but I was wasted all night.
Yeah.
So the night goes on. And towards the end of the night, everybody's going to bed, but we're all drunk. So we're all staying over. So all the people who live there are in bed. And me and this girl are sitting out on the patio talking. and we're both drunk. I don't know how drunk she was, but I can say I was pretty fucking drunk.
She was probably drunk too.
And for the record, she was there when I puked all over myself. She knew that I puked all over myself and had to change my clothes. Okay. I didn't have a toothbrush there or anything, so it's not like I brushed my teeth. So we're just sitting around, and I don't remember how it came up exactly. It might have been just me saying it, but basically what happened was something along the lines of me saying, like, something like, do you want to make out? Like, would you make out with me right now?
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah. Man. And she was like, yeah.
Really?
Right. So, like,
after she saw you puke everywhere.
That's the funny part to me. I wasn't thinking that at the time, but later on, I was like, really? Because you just watched me puke all over myself. Yeah. But whatever. I guess I made an impression.
Well, she probably forgot.
I guess.
Still. Oh.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was probably pretty drunk herself.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, God. So yeah, I was like, you want to make out? Would you make out with me right now? And she's like, yeah. And so we made out for a little while. And then everybody's asleep. We ended up going to this like guest room.
Yeah.
And nature took its course.
What happened?
We ended up boning.
What happened, Kyle?
We ended up boning.
Oh, no.
which is not typical of me. That's not normally how I operate.
Good for you, Kyle. Yeah. And, well, obviously.
And, I only remember bits and pieces, you know, like it's almost like a story somebody else told me.
Yeah. Like you blacked out.
I remember it taking a long time, not like, not to get it up, but just to get done with it because I was wasted.
Yeah.
Like at one point I remember like asking like, is this going to be done? Like, are you okay?
Is this going to be done?
Cause, well, I mean, this was great at first, but you know, like you go too long and it's just.
Like, she'd all be right. Annoyed?
Not annoyed, fucked. But, like, concerned. I don't know.
Oh, like she'd have second thoughts.
But then the next day, I woke up next to her in that room.
Yeah.
I knew what had happened, even though I only had kind of vague memory
of it.
It's
kind of a blur.
And it's like 6 in the morning, and everybody's still asleep.
Yeah.
And I kind of freaked out. I got up, and I grabbed my clothes, which had puke on them still. But I went in the bathroom, changed back into my puke clothes, because I didn't want to steal this guy's clothes.
Yeah.
Went out to the car and left while everyone was asleep. And it's not like the kind of thing, like you hear about like guys who will love them and leave them, you know, like tons of one-night stands, and they always try to get out of there before the girl wakes up. And it wasn't that exactly. Like, it wasn't like I was just so, like, I panicked because, like I said, this is not me. I don't normally do this kind of thing.
It's not your normal thing. Yeah.
And I was, like, I didn't know what to do.
But leave and get away.
So I left, and I haven't seen that girl since, but I've seen the friends whose house that is. And
did they bring it up?
They made fun of me fairly mercilessly about it.
Oh, they knew about it?
Like, they told me, they tried to trick me and say she got pregnant. And
oh, fuck.
I didn't buy it, so it wasn't that great of a joke. But
yeah,
and they told me that they had to change the sheets afterwards. Which, if it's true, and I imagine it is, I felt kind of bad actually.
Oh man!
But so that is nothing against the girl. It's not a story of regret because of the girl. It's just a story of regret because, like, that's not something I would have normally done.
Yeah, regretfully to yourself, to your own.
She's a nice girl, as far as I know. That was the first time I'd met her.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I'm kind of going off tangent.
Oh, no. Wait. Sorry. I forgot.
No. Go.
The next day, she friended me on Facebook.
No shit.
And I was like, oh, God. I'm trying to run away from this. Don't friend me on Facebook.
You're just like those other guys.
She friended me on Facebook. And I sent her a message and I apologized.
You did?
Like, as if I had raped her or something. Like, I'm like, for the record, I'm sorry for what I did.
Oh, man.
And she said, and then she messaged me back and said, for what? I had a good time.
It was like, consensual. Why would you be sorry?
I know it was, but I felt guilty for
some
reason.
Because you felt bad.
Like, I guess because we had done it and then I had left so abruptly.
Oh, okay.
I guess
that
I felt
sense.
Guilty, like, about the whole thing. She's like, what? No big deal. Like, we weren't getting married.
Yeah.
What do I care?
You're a bad boy.
But I'm not. That's the whole thing. That's like why I felt so bad. But anyway,
naughty. I've never done that kind of shit. Damn.
Well, both of us have had two girlfriends ever, and you've had yours for like a million years, and you've lived together almost the whole time you've been together.
That's true.
So you haven't had that much opportunity.
Speaking of regret, though, oh shit. Me and Ollie, we got real drunk one night, and we were just. Like, she was at the computer surfing the web or some shit, and I was gone. like I blacked out and I'm like sitting on the bed just laying there. For some reason, I was like irritable, I guess, prior to me being drunk. So I'm just like, I don't know what was said because I blacked out, but I'm sitting there like calling her a bitch and shit.
Right.
And she said things to me. I can't just say I sat there and started, you know, calling her a bitch. We might have been arguing.
I'm sure it was a back and forth.
Yeah, it was a
back and forth. I've heard you guys before.
Yeah. So I'm like, we're arguing. And at some point I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I can't be in the same room with you. I need to go to my cave. I need to get away. So I'm like, I'm going to grab the keys and I'm just going to my car to listen to some music. And she interpreted this like any rational human being.
She thought you wanted to drive, right?
She thought I was going for a drive, and I wasn't. I was wasted, but I would never. I can't imagine myself ever doing that. But anyway, I grab the keys and I run for the door. She chases after me, and we're still arguing. I'm like, no, fuck you. This is bullshit. I just want to get away. Hey, I just want to get away. I just want to go to my car and listen to some fucking music and cool down, you know? And she still thinks I'm trying to drive, and she's grabbing the keys. We get out of the apartment onto the stairway, which was an outdoor stairway, anyway, at the apartment. And she ends up wrestling me, and we get into this scuffle. And she beats my ass, obviously, because she can beat my ass. And I was drunk, so... And she was drunk, too, but she wasn't blacked out like I was, because I'm obviously a heavier drinker. But anyway, we're scuffling, we're fighting, and at some point she rips my shirt, shreds it, and we're on the ground. She's punching me, she's beating me, trying to get these keys. She gets the keys, runs upstairs, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this. I can't go to my car now, so I'm going to... There was like woods behind us, like a swamp.
Yeah, there's a like, yeah.
So I went out, and I'm like propping myself down, you know, by the woods and just sitting there like contemplating what just happened and like pissed off. Meanwhile, she went up to the apartment and locked me out.
She's such a bitch.
Oh my God. So I'm, you know, sitting there for a while, just drunk, sitting there just going over everything that just happened, even though I'm gone. And I can't remember what it was, but at the time I could, you know, I'm going through everything. I just wanted to go to my car and listen to music. What the fuck? And after God knows how long, like an hour, I go back home and I'm like, all right, maybe she's out. You know, I'll head back home, sneak back into the bedroom, go to bed, and this will all be over tomorrow.
Right.
You know, make amends. I go back up, realize she locked me out. So I'm like, instead of knocking, I'm like, oh, you bitch. Oh, so that's how it is. Oh, and I realized how fucked I was. I could have knocked, but I was like more pissed. So I ended up in retaliation. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm going to go sleep in the woods.
Fuck you. I'll show you.
No, let me back up because I don't remember this that clearly. But I ended up like laying down in front of the door. Maybe she'd, you know, kind of wake up a little bit later and realize I wasn't there and she'd come looking for me and I'm right there front of the apartment door. I laid there for a while and realized the sun was coming up and our neighbors had kids, some of them. And I'm like thinking to myself, they're probably going to be coming out of their apartments with their kids. And here am I with a ripped shirt, you know, drunk off my ass, laying in front of my apartment door. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I ended up...
That's considerate of you.
So I ended up like running into the woods and upon running into the woods, there's like a steep slope leading to the swamp.
Right.
And I'm, you know, running towards the woods and I forgot because I was drunk that there was a steep slope and I kind of like slipped down and like a slide, you know, I slid down the mud and ended up at the bottom of this hill into a swamp and I'm covered in swamp water and mud, just covered. My shirt's ripped. And I spent most of that morning, night, whatever, out there. And finally, because it was so cold, I went back. And I'm like, I'm going to knock on the door. I don't give a fuck. I'm freezing. So I go back to the apartment. I'm knocking and knocking. And Aldi's mom opens the door because Aldi's mom lives with us.
I don't know if we've explained.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it, but her mom has schizophrenia. So if she's not on certain meds, she, you know, can lose her fucking mind and hear voices. And
basically,
shit.
she's four and she's from Bosnia, like Aldi, but she's never really learned English.
Yeah,
so it's hard for her to function in society by herself to begin with. Plus, she's schizophrenic and on medication, so she pretty much has to live with you guys.
Yeah, we have to take care of her, out of respect. So, and I respect that. But get back to the apartment. I knock on the door. She answers the door, has no idea what had happened that night. And there I am, covered in mud, smelling like shit, with my shirt ripped. And she's like, oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And I got to end this story because I've been telling it too long. But yeah, she talked to Aldi the next day like, Orion showed up at the door this morning. He must have gotten into a fight. He was, Jesus, what happened? And all they had to explain, but yeah, I slept that night in the woods. Never again will I fuck with Aldi or try to go to the car.
Man, Aldi beats the crap out of you all the time.
She does, yeah. She, I guess, has to wear the pants in the relationship, because what can I do? I don't want to sleep outside.
One of these days, I'm going to call the cops on her just for the giggles.
That'd be hilarious.
What are you going to do now, take bitch? Because the thing is, if I actually did call the cops, the way the law is around here,
oh, she'd be
she would go to jail, because they're not allowed to not press charges. Like, if they showed up and you said, oh, no, I don't want to press charges. I don't want to press charges. I love her. She loves me. We love each other. They'd still have to take her in. That's
that
the way the law works.
Cops all the time. Yeah. I love her. No, I'm sorry. We have to take her away. It's the law.
Anytime she starts acting up, I should threaten her with that.
Yeah. But hey, didn't you mention sex stories? Austin Trees?
Well, as far as sex stories, I mean, I really don't have a lot of good ones because I'm not really into anything freaky.
Yeah.
You know, personally. I did, with my first girlfriend, she once asked me to pee on her.
Oh, God. And hot.
I never did it because I'm not opposed to doing things that I'm not super into, you know, because if the other person's into it, that's cool. But that would have just grossed me out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't pee on somebody.
Tying into the peeing in the shower thing. If you can't even pee in the shower, God forbid.
I can't pee on somebody and then, like, hold a serious conversation with them, like, half an hour later, you know?
Yeah.
So I never did it, but she wanted me to. Plus, she also wanted to watch me pee. Just in general, she wanted to, like, go into the bathroom with me and watch me pee because she'd never seen a guy pee before.
Oh, it was like it was the early stages of her, like, being with men.
I guess.
Like, she'd never seen a penis before.
To be fair, I've never seen a woman in person peeing. Like, I've never seen it coming out of the vagina aside from in gross internet videos that I didn't mean to watch in the first place.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you, like, watch porn online. And it'll be, you know, normal porn for a while. And then all of a sudden, like, the chick just starts peeing on some dude. And you're like, what the fuck? What is this?
Oh, man. And you're like,
the thumbnails were just two people doing it. I didn't know it was going
to
be.
Yeah, and you're like almost there. And you're like, oh, I can't continue as bad as I want to. I can't.
But in person, I've never actually seen that done because, well, I don't really have any desire to see that. I have never been the kind of person who, like, will allow my significant other into the bathroom with me while I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that's my personal time. Like, if I'm going to do something filthy and disgusting, I'd rather not show it off.
Yeah.
I've taken showers with girls before, and I'm not opposed to the idea, like, in theory, but it's never been fun. Like, in theory, it sounds like a good idea. Like, oh, man, this is going to be hot.
It's
We're both going to be naked and wet in the shower.
Mm.
But every time I've done it, I've done it with both girlfriends that I've had.
Yeah,
and every time I've done it, the girl has just wanted to take a shower.
Yeah. Same here.
I could take a shower by myself. We're not in a hurry. We're not saving time.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a shower together because it's hot, but they didn't. All they want to do is, like, scrub. And, you know, like, I don't really want you to watch me scrub my asshole and, you know, things like that. You know, like, I want to do that by myself.
Yeah, you're
I
wanna, all nasty and stinky in the morning.
Exactly. I want to clean myself up by myself.
Yeah.
The cool thing about taking a shower together would be that, like, ooh, it's, you know, it's something naughty.
Yeah.
But there was no naughtiness going on. They were like, can you scrub my back? Can you scrub your back?
Yeah.
Don't you do this every day?
Yeah.
Can we bone now, please?
I can see how it'd be awkward.
Well, it's not awkward. It's just boring. And I don't know. I end up getting out of the shower not really that clean because I'm not comfortable, you know, really going to town scrubbing myself down in front
scrubbing
of another person.
Balls.
Yeah, soaping up my balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, like, even if you do start doing stuff, like, if you get soap in your urethra, that is bad news.
Oh.
So, like, if you're in the shower and you are lathering up and stuff, and then you're like, let's do it, it could be bad.
That's bad news, yeah.
I don't know what it's like to get soap in your vagina, but I can't imagine it's pleasant.
Yeah, and if, I don't know if you've ever gotten, like, oral in the shower.
I haven't, because they're not interested, but go on.
The shower's still running. And it's like they're going down, but the shower's just spraying their head and they can't open their eyes. And they're like, just, it's like pouring a constant, it's like spraying them in the face with a hose out in the yard while they're blowing you. It's just the most awkward thing ever.
Oh, this is so much hotter in my head. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Good times.
I mean, it's awesome, but.
it's fucking great.
Because I don't care, but it's, I feel bad for, you know. Feel bad for.
I think you should tell the story. I think you should tell the story about you and Aldi at your brother's house, because that one,
the sex story,
that one had me rolling the other day.
Oh shit! Yeah,
I hope I didn't build it up too much. But.
No. So my brother invites me out to his place. Me and Aldi and I, and we head out, and we partied that night and had a lot of drinks, and everybody's going to bed, and me and Aldi are wasted. Everybody's wasted. My brother and his girlfriend go to bed. They shut the door. We're out in the living room, and we're sleeping on the floor on some mattress. And we're both drunk and horny, so we start fucking, you know, playing around. Then we start getting down to business,
mm-hmm.
And we're just going at it. We're fucking, and then and then we hear the door open, like my brother's coming out or somebody. Like we're like, and my immediate thought is like, oh shit. And I didn't know what to do. I had a split second to decide what the fuck to do, because this is obvious. We had the blanket over us, but
right.
My decision, I'm on top of Aldi.
Right.
The only thing I could fucking do or think to do was just spread eagle, hands out, legs out, and just lay on top of her,
like,
and play
X. Yeah.
Like I was asleep.
That'll work.
And my brother ends up coming out and going into the kitchen to get a drink of water, like he's dehydrated or something, because he's thirsty because he was drinking. But I'm just laying there, like, pretend snoring. Like,
I just always fall asleep spread out in an X on top of Aldi. This is just how we sleep. She gets cold at night, so
yeah. So he goes away. I'm like, oh, that was close.
Yeah, woo. He'll never know.
But the next day, yeah, he's like, yeah, dude, I totally knew you guys were doing it. What the fuck were you doing? But that, there was another time, like,
earlier. Wasn't there another story?
Earlier in Aldi and I, in our relationship, we weren't quite to the point of sex, but we were still doing everything else. And she lived with her mom instead of the other way around. And, you know, we're out in the living room where Aldi apparently slept. Her mom had a one-bedroom apartment. Aldi, I thought it was just a Bosnian custom. Like, she'd pull out a bed and sleep on it, and her mom got, you know, the bed, because that's a luxury. But I thought, well, maybe they just sleep on the floor. But anyway, we're out in the living room, fooling around. Aldi's pants are down to her ankles.
Right.
And I'm fingering her, you know. I'm going to town. And, and then
to town.
Her fucking mom wakes up in the middle of the fucking night and comes out, and again, at that point, I'm like, oh, shit. So what do? I still have my hand up inside of her, and I'm laying on top of her, but acting like I'm asleep.
You put your head down?
Put my head down, like, and I can kind of see her mom out of the corner of my eye, and she's just standing at the edge of the couch, staring us down for a while, and then eventually went back into the bedroom and shut the door. And I'm like, again.
That was close.
That was close, because I'd been drinking again.
You're like a fucking possum. Your immediate instinct when confronted is to play dead.
Woo.
She didn't even notice.
What the fuck was I thinking? God damn.
My eyes are closed. You can't see me.
It's always the next day. I'm like, what was I thinking? They totally knew what was going on. But yeah.
Woo.
But yeah.
It's a good thing I put my head down in her crotch. Otherwise, her mom might have thought something was going on.
Hey, I had the pretend snore going on. You know,
that just looks worse, if anything. Because I mean, it's one thing if you guys were fooling around. It's another thing if you guys were fooling around and it was so boring you fell asleep.
Her mom was probably thinking, "Jesus, you might as well. What the hell happened? Is my daughter that boring?
Your vagina bores me.
Who is this fucktard? Can't even complete his task on my dog."
Was Ollie pretending to be asleep too, or was Ollie just like waving at her mom like, yeah, he fell asleep?
Oh, I hope not. No, she just closed her eyes and
just how we sleep.
There was nothing we could do. The door was right there. It was like open. Fuck. Don't move.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to the showering with your significant other.
Right.
Aldi and I, we were showering one time, and we were just showering. Nothing was going on at this time, because it's, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it does. Anyway, we're showering just to save time, and we're in a hurry, I guess, to get ready.
Right.
And she's, you know, under the shower, showering, whatever, and she slips.
Uh-oh.
And there's nothing to grab except my dick. So she slips, falls halfway down, and grabs my dick and pulls on it, tugs on it, and I scream like a fucking bitch, like, ah! Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
I bet.
And being a European, Aldi loves slapstick and shit like that. So
she was dying.
She was on the floor of the tub just dying. She couldn't breathe. And I'm sitting there like screaming. Like, and she let go. And I'm like, oh my God. It was so painful. I think I gained 3 inches after that.
Well, there's the upside, I guess, but man, that...
It pulled out of a socket. It was dislocating my shoulder. It was like...
Oh,
it was horrible.
That hurts just thinking about it. Oh, God.
It popped out like a joint. Oh, it was horrible. I thought I'd throw that in. Man, she was so sorry, though, but not really.
Because she was dying. Yeah, funniest thing she's ever done in her life.
Of course, she's sadistic like that. She didn't give a fuck. She never gives a fuck.
She's evil.
Yeah. But that's all I got, really. That's all I want to talk about. I got more of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's getting near the end of the show.
Yeah, we should probably wrap it up.
All right. All right.
Good news. We got the stickers in, finally.
Yes.
And I put up a page for where you can order the stickers. It's ijusthadaterriblethought.com/stickers.
Stickers.
It's not very pretty right now because it's a computer-generated form because I don't really know how to make forms and stuff.
Yeah, we're not very tech-savvy when it comes to... web designs.
So. I'm going to work on it because it's just an HTML page and I'm pretty sure I can make it look nicer, but it works. I tested it out. So,
but yeah, we got something up. So
all you
got
to do is put in your email address, the address you want the stickers shipped to, and your name, and that's it.
That's it.
And we'll send you stickers.
Free.
And we decided to limit it to 5, but if you really want more, like if you really think you can help us promote somehow, like you've got some kind of plan, just leave a little note in the box where you put your address in explaining what you want to do with them. And if it makes sense, I don't have any problem with sending you more.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But plan on getting 5.
Okay, yeah.
So
5
there's that.
Is our limit.
Let's see, what else is new? Oh, yeah. We started a Facebook for the show.
Yes. And so for all you people that have Facebooks.
By the time this comes out, I'll have a link up on the main page of the website that links to the Facebook. So yeah, if you've got a Facebook, become a fan on Facebook.
Yeah, just... you go to facebook.com/pages/ and you'll come up with, you know, all the pages shit you can become a fan of. And if you type I just had a terrible thought into the search bar, you will find us and definitely add us if you have a Facebook.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go to all that trouble. I mean, it'll be on, like I said, there'll be a link on the webpage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And we'll put like pictures up there and different kinds of announcements and stuff. And There's a page for discussions. You can discuss the episodes just like you would in the comments. It's kind of like a message board, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So just pop on by there. Plus, it gives us a good idea of who's listening, you know, because as it stands, it's kind of hard to tell because we don't have any way of tracking it.
Yeah, like, you fucking guys.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's fine. But like, I imagine there are a lot more people listening than there are commenting. And judging from like the hits to our website, that seems to be the case.
Yeah. What do we got on hits?
Oh, well. I don't even remember, but it's going up all the time, and it's a lot more than the people who are commenting. So if you go onto Facebook and you become a fan, it gives us a better idea of how many listeners we've got. So that's cool for us.
Yeah.
I'm also working on making a MySpace, but that's not ready yet. But if you don't have Facebook and you do have MySpace, probably by the next episode we'll have that up. So yeah, you can MySpace friend us on there.
For Itchhat, yeah.
As usual. I mean, you can always comment on the website. And you can send us email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And you can send us voicemails at 616-328-5581. That's 616-328-5581.
Do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, send us your voicemails. We really like having something to play, but we can't fucking play Austin Trees at the beginning of every episode. Like I said, I'm not trying to discourage Austin. Keep on calling, but somebody else needs to call too.
Yeah, poor Austin, man. He's the only one, man.
I think that's
gonna do it.
That's about
it. That'll do it.
So, yeah. Send us your things. Take our stickers.
Free fucking stickers.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We're not gonna make it. No, we ain't gonna make it. We're not gonna make it anymore.